I didn't really train at all when I was doing these events. I just like showed up on good vibes and like I had a base fitness level.
I don't think that I ever had a snack situation that I could do while I was moving.
Mm.
Like the idea of you're going to sit here and chew while you continue to pedal. I was like, my brain was trying to do like the pat your head, rub your tummy thing.
Welcome to All Bodies on Bikes, the podcast, where all bodies are good bodies, all bikes are good bikes, and all rides are celebrated.
All Bodies on Bikes is a movement to create and foster a radically inclusive bike community. So join your hosts. I'm Ellen.
And I'm Marley.
As we explore the complexities of the biking world, help us break down barriers and create the world that we want to see.
And don't forget that all bodies really means all bodies, not just larger bodies, but bodies of all sizes,
ages,
races,
abilities,
genders,
sexualities,
and beyond. Come along for the ride.
Good morning, Marley. How are you?
Good morning, Ellen. I'm good. It's early. How are you?
It is early for you. I was like, yeah, it's almost 10 because no. I'm still so used to you being in my time zone.
I know, but now I'm in Portland.
Now you're in Portland. Good job waking up early.
Thank you. I can see the sunshine behind you. It is still not quite light outside here.
Oh my gosh. That's so weird. It's so dark in the winter.
So dark. Although I think we just had our earliest sunset of the year and it starts getting later, excuse me, from here on out.
Say that again. What?
We just had our like earliest sunset of the year and it starts getting later from here on out, which
even
always
it's not the solstice.
Yeah, that confused me too, but yeah, it's, I don't know, it's something not quite
maybe since you're further in
yeah, I think it has to do with our latitude and longitude and all that stuff. I don't really know.
Okay, but that is wonderful. No, though, like I love that. That is like I look to the solstice because I am a cliche Instagram post in that it only gets lighter from here.
Honestly, it's true though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We did it. We did it. We did it. We did it.
We're here. Yeah.
We're here.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of seeing you, since you are no longer in my time zone, one of the things I'm hoping to do in the upcoming year is more event rides, either attending them, riding them, podcasting at them. Who knows? I'm just ready to kind of dive back into that. And so we wanted to talk today about how to find events that fit, how to find events that are inclusive, how to find events that feel good. And we think we can knock this out pretty fast. So we're hoping that it's going to be a quick episode, but a good one.
Yeah, I think so too. I love this for you. I love, love, love cycling events. You know, oftentimes it feels like a big family reunion, seeing old friends. It's a fun opportunity to like challenge your body, to ride in new places, to ride like a curated route. I think that's the best part is like other people have put time and effort into like developing this beautiful route typically. And you don't have to do the work yourself.
That is nice. And I will say I get teary eyed thinking of groups of people moving in the same direction or doing the same thing. Parades, marching bands, bike rides, marathons. Like
interesting.
I don't know. I can get sentimental real fast about it.
That's really cute.
It's like the energy, like everybody's here for the same thing and to celebrate and to like move forward together.
I love that. I love that. Marching bands will sometimes make me cry too. And I was never in a marching band.
I was in a marching band. It did not feel sentimental when I was in it. I think it's very much, it was just, I was in high school and college. So it had a lot more to do with drinking and hormones. But since then, there's just, the coordination, anything. All of that is to say,
you're looking for a bigger
body. I'm looking for some events. And if you're in a bigger body, you might look at these and be like, that's a whole lot of Lycra. That's a whole lot of people who know what they're doing. And how do I even begin?
Yeah. And I would say not just even if you're in a bigger body, if you're newer to cycling, if you're older, if maybe you just like don't fit in, looking at these can be like, oh my God, that is not my people. I do not fit in. And I would say that's not necessarily true. You know, what you see in the marketing of these events doesn't always reflect the reality on the ground. I've been so surprised going to events over the last 10 years. And I think, not to toot our own horn, but I think All Bodies on Bikes has had a lot to do with this, of getting more folks out there and feeling comfortable. But there are people of all ages and sizes and ability levels and fitness levels that are doing these events. So I think the biggest thing is finding one that kind of fits your goals. And what I mean by that is like, are you wanting to do gravel? cool, do a gravel event. If you want to do like longer distance road event, cool, ride from Seattle to Portland. Like, there's really cool big events out there. You know, do Ragbri, which is the ride across Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many different types and styles. You know, if you're more of a partier, if you're more of a serious person, if you want it to be like a philanthropic effort, there's ways to do that. Similar to our picking a bike episode, figure out what your goals are. You know, what kind of riding do you want to do? And you might be like, I don't know, I just want to ride in a group. Cool. Kind of. Like, yeah. That is great too. But my biggest advice is to make sure that there is a distance that feels good to you. And good might still be really challenging. But I would say if you're looking for an inclusive event where you're going to feel like you're part of the community and you're not like an other, picking an event that has multiple distances is usually a good indicator that they have, you know, done some forethought into making it inclusive for lots of folks, for everyone. Exactly.
More than a distance rider. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I would also, you know, take a look at the language that's on the website. I think events that are inclusive are going to have a non-binary category. They're going to have a male and a female and a non-binary or a gender expansive category. That's a good indicator that the organizing team has put some effort into things. Yep. And then just take a look at, you know, the pictures that they're using and the lineup of events within the event. You know, is there a shakeout ride? Are there panels or talks or workshops or things like that? Because oftentimes with these larger scale events, there will be like the big ride that happens, but in the lead up to it, there are oftentimes smaller touch points that let you get integrated into the community and to meet some folks and get things worked out.
Kind of like a festival area or a
exactly
packet pickup celebration situation.
Exactly. Exactly. I would say keep your eye out for those if you're looking for a more inclusive thing. Sometimes the smaller events don't have the budget or the capacity for that. Don't write those off immediately, but just take a look at it and make sure it fits your vibe. And you can always reach out to the organizers and say, hey, I'm Jane and this is my first event. Like, do you have any more experienced riders you can link me up with? Oftentimes events will have ambassadors specifically for that purpose. To like help out newer riders. And race organizers love hearing from folks. They do this because they love the community. And so I would say, you know, if you're feeling anxious or nervous about something, reach out and ask your questions.
For sure. They want you to feel comfortable and they're probably, I would hope, very excited that you chose their event in order to stretch your legs.
Exactly.
Flap your wings, flap your legs.
Flap your leg. Sometimes it feels like I'm flapping my legs.
Yeah.
Today's episode of the All Bodies on Bikes podcast is brought to you by BikeTiresDirect.com with a huge selection of inventory from tires to clothing, hydration, nutrition, basically anything you need for cycling. BikeTiresDirect.com is your go-to. Use the code ALLBODS, that's ALLBODS, all capital letters, for a 10% discount. And 6% of that comes back to All Bodies on Bikes. So you're getting a discount and the organization is getting supported. Thank you so much to Bike Tires Direct for your support. Hey, Ellen, quick pause on the thing we're actually talking about to talk about something that's really, really important. Did you know that All Bodies on Bikes podcast is actually part of the All Bodies on Bikes nonprofit?
Are you saying that everything we do is about making the cycling world more inclusive and more welcoming for everybody?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And one of the best ways to support that work is by becoming a member. We have individual memberships. We've got bike shop memberships. We've got industry memberships. We've got it all.
Any membership helps fund inclusive events, education, and advocacy, and it keeps this podcast going. Plus, members get some pretty great perks like exclusive swag, industry discounts, and more.
So if this community means something to you, which we really hope it does, we would love to have you join us as members.
You can learn more and you can join us at allbodiesonbikes.com. And now back to the episode. What were we even saying? Yes. How do you train for something like this?
That's a very good question. You know, obviously it depends on what kind of event you're doing and the distance that you're doing. But the biggest thing is ride your bike. Become like intimately familiar with how your bike works. You're going to want to know how to change your tire and you're going to want to carry the things you need to change your tire.
Yeah.
And you might hear this and go, oh my God, that sounds so intimidating. It's not that bad. And oftentimes folks will stop to help you, but it's always nice if you've got the equipment to change it and a little bit of know-how. And YouTube is great for that too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say the biggest thing is just start riding your bike well in advance. If you eat enough while you're cycling, you can ride forever. It is like the most efficient form of transportation ever. I just read a study in the Scientific American. Humans on bicycles are literally the most efficient form of land transportation.
Yeah. I read it too when it comes to like power output and like how far you can go with the energy that you put in.
Exactly. But so the point of that is if you keep putting energy in, you can keep riding, especially if you're going at like a very moderate pace. So maybe you've only ever ridden 5 or 6 miles. I promise you, you can ride 20. If you can ride 20, you can ride 50. If you can ride 50, you can ride 100. It's all a matter of fueling appropriately.
Okay. I did have a question. Are there training modules the way that someone running a marathon has like ups and like you go up and then you kind of go scale back and then up and then scale back or
app? Yes, if you use an indoor trainer and if you're using Zwift or Ruvi or any of those or Training Peaks, they will have like training plans that you can do where it'll kind of increase your intensity and then decrease. And if you Google, there are like cycling training programs out there. Oftentimes for the bigger events, they will put out like a suggested training calendar. And essentially you want to like ramp up to doing, let's say you're doing a 100-mile event. My advice is like to ramp up to doing like 80 to 90 miles at a time. You'll want to get like probably two longer rides of that distance in. But you don't need to do the full distance. I think it's really cool to be like, yeah, I rode my first 100 miles at this event.
That's true.
But you were prepared for that beforehand. But it does take a lot of time, you know, especially if you're preparing for a longer distance, if you're doing Unbound or Mid-South or Steamboat Gravel or any of those, like you're going to want to spend time training. I for my first couple years cycling, I didn't really train at all when I was doing these events. I just like showed up on good vibes and like I had a base fitness level. But once I started actually like putting in the time on the trainer, like it is much more enjoyable out there. And I'm not like going balls out. I'm not going super, super hard at these. I have no like no plans. I'm not even going to say that word to like try and get on the podium. It's more just like feeling the best that you can in your own body. Can I be a little self-promotional for a minute?
You can.
Okay. So for folks that are doing Unbound Gravel or Big Sugar, and this is for 2026, I have teamed up with Lifetime to offer the third year of a program I developed called Wheels of Welcome.
I love that.
Yeah. And so essentially what it is it's like a community preparation program. I'm not going to call it a training program because I'm not a coach, but you know, everybody says gravel is so inclusive, and it is, but there's also a lot to know. There is like what to carry, how to eat, how to navigate, all of those things. And so I've kind of put all of my years of knowledge of these gravel events and all the things that I've done wrong into like a concise training program. And so we have two online calls, and then we have like a community Facebook group where folks can answer questions and ask questions and share their setups. And then at the actual event, we have a shakeout ride and happy hour. So folks can get to know other people who it might be their first time. And one of my goals is to expand that program to other non-Lifetime events. So to do like a generic Wheels of Welcome program. That will hopefully be in the works. If you're doing it through Unbound or Big Sugar, it's free to you because Lifetime pays me, which is awesome. But if I do the generic program, I'll probably charge like $25 or something. So still very accessible.
Very worth it.
And so keep an eye out for that. We'll announce it further. But if you go to wheelsofwelcome.com, it has all the details there.
Okay. Yeah. That's a really, really good idea. The other thing I realized too, if you do some longer training rides, per our clothing episode, last episode, you would have a test run with all of the right clothing and you would know if something needs to change before you're out and miserable on a 100-mile ride.
That is a very good point. One thing that I talk about in that Wheels of Welcome program is dialing in your setup long before event day. So, you know, you're going to want to get your fit figured out. You're going to want to figure out what you like to eat on the bike, how you like to drink, you know.
Yeah.
Being able to access your food and water while you're on the bike is huge because you don't want to pull over every time you need a snack. Like that would be every 5 minutes. And so figuring out how to eat and drink on your bike, whether you want to wear, a hydration pack. There's a lot of things to get dialed in before an event.
Yeah. Even when you said eating on the bike, I was like, I don't know
how to do that.
I don't think that I ever had a snack situation that I could do while I was moving.
Mm.
Like the idea of you're going to sit here and chew while you continue to pedal. I was like, my brain was trying to do like the pat your head, rub your tummy thing. So,
and that's how it feels until you figure out like what works for you. For me, I like those little gels. Only when I'm on longer rides, because I can open it with my teeth, squeeze it one-handed, and then put the trash into my jersey pocket or a different pocket.
Right. Okay.
Have you ever ridden with a feed bag on your bike?
No. My kid has one, though, but it gets filled with rocks and other treasures.
That's fair. So mine often gets filled with treasures as well, but I will often – like I like to make my magic trail mix, which has gummy bears and – now I'm blanking out what else I put in there. Like
just gummy bears.
Just gummy bears. Honestly. Oh, nerds.
Here's Marley's recipe for trail mix. One pack of gummy bears.
Yeah. I put in the Nerds gummy clusters as well.
It's basically
just like a bag of sugar, but it's great because you have it open and then you can just like reach in and like literally take like a piece of candy at a time and it keeps you fueled.
I only discovered Nerd clusters this Halloween and they are a problem. In the best way is what I mean. It's like, I think I had a whole day where I was like, all I wanted to do was eat gummy clusters. And I didn't have any. For whatever reason, my neighborhood was like low on gummy clusters.
Oh, dang.
I know.
Yeah. It's funny. Like I was listening to some like super nerdy cycling podcast talking in depth about nutrition. And I think it's like 16 Nerd gummy clusters, like so 16 of the individual ones has like 100 calories in it, and like 32 grams of carbs or something like that, which is awesome for endurance cycling. Like that's what you're getting out of one of those gel packs too, but it's a lot more fun to eat.
No kidding.
Yeah,
look at lots of little pops and chewiness.
Exactly. Oh, so yeah, it's figure out your setup.
That will be about Nerd clusters.
Figure out how to eat and drink on the bike and just ride your bike a lot before the event. It can also, most events will have like some sort of a Facebook group or an Instagram group, or even some are developing like Discord groups or Slack groups. Introduce yourself, you know, make friends. Lots of other folks are in a similar boat as you potentially are as being brand new. And many people are going to make friends and to build community. And so just put yourself out there, you know, come as a friendly face. Introduce yourself when, you know, when you're in the starting shoot, you know, say hi to the people around you because you're likely going to see the same people all day when you're riding. You'll yo-yo with them. You know, you'll find people who you drive with. And that's where I've made some of my best bike friends in the bike world, was just riding along together, kind of suffering, but being like, yeah, we can do this. And now I've got, you know, friends in New York and friends in Mississippi and friends all over the place that I have ridden together across Kansas.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the encouragement.
You're welcome.
To see lots of people out on bike rides this year.
Me too.
Yeah. To wrap up, are there any favorites that you have? Any rides that you would point to and say, this was such a good inclusive example?
Yeah. Mid-South Gravel for sure, which always. I think registration is still open for. Like it often sells out, but it is in Stillwater, Oklahoma in the middle of March. All Bodies on Bikes will have a huge presence there. We bring our gravel team there. So there's a bunch of folks there who it's their first time or close to first time doing a big event. There's also just a ton of like community members who come out, and that one's cool because they've got a 12 mile, a 50 mile and a 100 mile, and you've heard like our DFL episodes before, they leave the finish line open until the last person comes across. Which is something else to look at when you're trying to find an inclusive event. Look at the cutoff times. Most races have cutoff times, which is like city mandated for their permits, but look to see, you know, do they clearly articulate the finish cutoffs? Like, are they intentional about like leaving the finish line open? And that's a question you can ask the race organizers. Like, hey, I'm nervous that when I get finished, there will be no food left. What do you guys do for the slow people? And just ask those questions because you want food when you finish.
Yeah. And I think it also helps take the pressure off of that ride. It means that you can take a minute, you can breathe, you can take exactly how long you need.
Exactly. Yeah. Or if it's a really tight cutoff, you might need to go faster. And maybe that's not the ride for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All Bodies on Bikes will have like a full event schedule this summer. We will, like I said, we'll definitely be at Mid-South. I personally will be at Unbound Gravel. I'm going to do the 100 mile again. But we'll be at a bunch more events with that schedule coming. So anything that we're at, you can almost guarantee is going to be inclusive.
Fantastic. Well, we will post that when we have it, and we'll post links in the show notes, not the comments. As I was corrected last episode.
Sorry.
And that has been wonderful. So I'll get my bike out. I did just get my road bike tuned up. So
congratulations.
Thank you. So it's ready to ride. I just need to get the confidence now. I just need to go do it.
Yeah. I just need to go do it.
It's going to be okay that I'm breathing hard and that I don't have an electric assist.
Everything's gonna be fine. Yeah. I need to ride my non-electric assist bike more. I've been riding my e-bikes a lot, which is really fun.
I love them.
I got big goals for next year, so I got to ride my regular bike too.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. I love to hear it.
Thanks. Closing out, can I promote my book again?
You absolutely can.
Okay. This is going to happen forever.
Forever.
You all should buy my book. It is a children's book called The Ragtag Best Friends Bicycle Club. It's available for pre-sale now. It'll come out in April, but it's great for – it's intended for kids like, I don't know, maybe 6 to 10 years old, but it's great for toddlers. It's great for adults. Also, we've got really cute shirts and merch and buttons.
Cute. I love a good ring tee.
Yes. And it's just like a fun story about inclusion and making your own fun. And hopefully you'll see some nods to All Bodies on Bikes in there. We've got Tito, who rides a three-wheeled scooter. We've got some cargo bikes. We've got some road bikes.
Nice.
Yeah, it was really fun to write. But we'll put a link to where you can buy it. I would say it's a great holiday present, but it won't be out till April. So
you don't have a physical copy until April, but the shirt I already have.
The shirts are available now. Merch
mails out now.
Exactly. Exactly.
Great. So congratulations on writing that. I don't know if I actually said that to you yet.
Thank you. It's a big deal. It is a big deal, and it's really fun. It's weird being a published author.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, it's just a lot more promotion than I was ready for.
Okay. Yeah. Well, here, you've done it twice now, and I think you're improving every time.
So thank you.
There you go. We'll do it.
Yeah. Well, folks, let us know what you think in the comments. Become a member of All Bodies on Bikes. We talked about that in the ad that hopefully we played. I don't know. We're good at podcasts.
We can figure out how.
Yeah. but yeah, become a member, support our organization, and let us know what else you want to hear us chat about.
Okay. Bye, friends.
Bye.